Hey, morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. I hope this message is finding you well, and I hope you take a moment to look at the calendar. Believe it or not, today is the last Monday in September. I won't have much more to say about it, but if you are not holding your end of the year meetings and plannings with your customers now, you are doing yourself a disservice and them a disservice, as when it becomes too late for them to place orders, to hit pricing margins and all that good stuff, they're going to wonder why you haven't had this conversation already. If you need help having those conversations, as some might be a little more difficult than in years past, please schedule your one-on-one coaching. Now, without further ado, here we go with this week's installment of Monday Morning Manager. Symptoms. Chipper's favorite client, Sonia, called and needed some help. It was a problem with a tight timeline and restricted budget. Chipper spoke to the client, gathered all the information, and told her he would be right back to her with the information. When Chipper returned the call, he had bad news for his most favorite client. He could not do anything to meet any of the timelines or budget. While the most favorite client was disappointed, she understood. This project was a hard one to work through. As Sonia was saying goodbye, ready to go to work finding her needle in a haystack, Chipper stopped her. He had the name of a competitor that had everything she needed, and they were waiting for her call. Sonia could not believe Chipper was not only sending her to a competitor, but he took the steps to call this competitor before he called her back with bad news. Diagnosis. Chipper could have taken the chance and overpromised Sonia that he could get the job done. The sale certainly would be sweet. Yet, Chipper knew better. Upsetting his favorite client for one sale just did not make sense. It was not honest, and it was not the right thing to do. Instead, he not only told her the truth, but he helped her find what she needed. This move saved her hours of phone calls, and she could move forward with the project. Prescription. Sonia now knows that Chipper is not just a sales guy slinging his products. Chipper has become a trusted advisor by doing the best for Sonia, even if that means it's not the best for him. There are plenty of sales pros out there that would have lied, fudged facts, or done anything to close Sonia, knowing that the expectations would not be met. Would Sonia have been wrong to believe someone who promised they could do what she needed? No. That is why it is important for Chipper to do the right thing here. Chipper has learned through years of experience, missing one sale is better than ruining a relationship. Now that Chipper has shown Sonia where his priority lies, in her success, not solely on his, she knows she can trust him moving forward. For Chipper, this act of being honest with Sonia solidifies his trusted advisor status and creates a solid footing for their relationship moving forward. Critical thinking. When was the last time you had a chance to be a trusted advisor? If you are someone's trusted advisor, what did it take for you to become their trusted advisor? The drill. The drill starts with our final thoughts for the morning. We have two today. First, from Warren Buffett, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. The second, I have no idea where this one is from, but I liked it, so we went with it. Trust starts with truth and ends with truth. Now, the drill. Do not forget to update us on how your 3 stated goals went last week. Did you accomplish them? Did you use Growth Dynamics tactics? This week, please share your top 3 goals, personal and or professional, and the Growth Dynamics you plan to use to accomplish them. As always, we are here for you, so please reach out to schedule your one-on-one coaching. And now, go out there and make this week the best one yet.